This morning, this first sentence is not what we're going to talk about, but I want us to think about some concepts that are they're different to the human way of thinking, but they matter a lot in our Christian experience with the Lord. And I was thinking about the two things: in giving, we get, and it is in dying that we live. And this morning, I want us to, by the help of the Lord, if we can get a hold of the principles that build strong Christians, that make us able to live for God all the time, that makes Him able to use our lives. One of the things is, and I want to repeat those two things, it is in giving that we get. It is in dying that we live. You know, I don't know anybody that has given love and given and given, that I know there's instances where we will get burned by people. People will treat us bad back. But if you give love, you're going to have more than you gave. I believe that. The scripture says in Luke 6 and 38, it says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you." Now, this is the Lord speaking. This is His thoughts. This is His principles. And He says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, withal it shall be measured to you again." You know, that's just a principle that the Lord put in place, and it works that way. And, you know, we think immediately about giving money when we think of giving. You know, many times. But giving includes so much more than that. That's such a small amount of giving. It is a part of giving. But, you know, when we give of our heart, we give of our life, we give love to people, we give them our time, we give to the Lord. You know, I believe this. This is one of the fundamentals of our life. And maybe we'll talk about it some later. But I just want us to think about concepts that are contrary to the way we think. Well, if you give, you've just lost that much. No, you haven't. If you give to the Lord, if you give to your neighbor, if you give to your family, you haven't lost a thing. You're going to get back way more than you've given. And I found it to be so all the way across the board with the Lord. The second scripture I want to look at is in John 12 and 24. I believe if we will put the principles in place and walk with the Lord in it and put the things that He's told us into our life, we will find a satisfying walk with the Lord that we could not find any other way in life. We will find the things that we're searching for. The song talks about searching. It talks about people looking everywhere, trying to find those things that satisfy. And yet the Lord just put it all in His Word. He told us how to be satisfied. He told us the things that matter to our soul, that matter to our person. And when we put His things into our life, it matters. It blesses us. In 12 and 24 and 25, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone." Now, I want us to just think about that. I know we all have heard this many times, but think about it. Except a corn of wheat, except a grain fall into the ground, and it loses its identity. And to all things that we see, it dies, and it deteriorates, and it loses what it had. The little grain starts deteriorating. The shell begins to deteriorate. And Jesus said, unless it does that, that's all you have, is that little grain. Unless we plant our life in the will of God, and unless we die to ourself and to the things we want, you know, all we're going to have is us. All we're going to have is what we have, just a little bit of something. And it's not very much. I don't believe what we have in our own is very much. But it goes on to say, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, It bringeth forth much fruit. I want us to get this concept in our hearts this morning. If it die, it brings forth much fruit. You know, I have seen trees that I know it was planted by one little acorn or by one pecan. Just one. I know that's all there was. There wasn't two. There wasn't ten. There was just one. And you know, it produces thousands of those through its life. And maybe in one season it will produce thousands. But it had to lose its identity. It had to fall into the ground and die. Folks, we are that way this morning. God is calling us to die. To die to what? I want to talk about that this morning. The Lord wants us to die to some things because He wants to give us life. He doesn't want us to just have ourself and the few things that we have. Oh, we've got a little pecan. Oh, we've got our little life. This is it. I'm just holding on to it with everything I've got. Well, I will tell you what. You're going to get shortchanged real bad if that's what you do in life. But if we die, and if we allow God to have His way in our life, you know what He will do? He will cause our life to begin to bear fruit. And instead of us having one little pecan, we will bear thousands. I believe that's the plan of the Lord this morning. And I want to think about some of the things that that involves in that. It abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. You're going to lose the very things that you wanted in life. What does everybody want in life? They want peace. They want security. They want happiness. I want to tell you something. I believe God has those things for us. Even when we suffer, do you know that He has something down in here that's deeper than the suffering, that's contented? God has that for us. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. He's telling us that I made you just like I made the pecan. I made you just like I made the seed. And if you will let me have your life, if you will die to your ways, if you will die to the things that you would run your own life and allow God to have it, then he says, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Now, I don't believe the Lord's talking about hating our life. He's talking about loving our life less than the things of God. He's talking about loving God more than the things that we have. And you know, when we do that, our ways deteriorate. Yes, they do. But God begins to produce fruit in our life. He begins to give us not one pecan, but some, and then more. And as the tree matures, it produces thousands upon thousands. Nothing like that. How could that be? Because God made it that way. And He made us that way too. And if we can get a hold of this principle and put it into our life and walk with God, by the grace of God, die to ourself, die to our ways, die to the way we would have it, if we will live that way, I believe God will give us thousands back in return. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about thousands of blessings, of life that we have now. The Lord will do that. I want to think about little children for a few minutes. Do we give our children everything they want? Do we? Do we just try to load them up with everything they want? What happens when you load a child with everything at once? Spoiled. It turns into a brat, doesn't it? It's miserable, and everybody else is miserable too. That's what happens. You know, that's the worst thing we can do for a child, isn't it? We know that. It won't satisfy us either. For us to have everything we want, for us to set everything we set our eyes on, do you think that's going to make us happy? No, it's going to make us spoiled. It's going to make us into a brat. If we can't have it, then we fuss for it. We're uncontented. We're upset if it didn't happen like that. We don't like it because it didn't go our way. You know what the Lord wants to give us? Something far, far greater than that. He doesn't want us chasing all these little trails, all these little rabbit trails all over the place in life, always seeking, always searching for what it is that, oh, this looks fun, this looks good, this looks like it will satisfy. You know what? That's the devil's trails. The Lord wants to give us something inside that satisfies. He wants us to yield our life to Him. Lord, I only want one thing, and that's Your will. And you know, when we get that, we get all the other things with it. We get all the fun that a person wants. We get all the challenge that a person wants. You can't be challenged more than walking in the center of God's will. I will tell you, you talk about challenge, the Lord wants to challenge us. He wants to give us a life like that. You know, when we treat children like that and we give them anything they want, do they turn out to be happy, productive? No, they don't. They don't turn out that way at all, and we all know that. And so we administer discipline, don't we? We tell them no sometimes, don't we? We tell them yes, you will. Yes, you will. When you get done mowing the lawn, you can eat, don't we? We tell them yes. When you take the trash out, you can come to dinner, and not until then. Why? Are we mean? Or do we want them to learn the disciplines of life that will bless them all the way through? It is not in having things exactly like we want them that everything is perfect in life. That isn't what satisfies us. It isn't what blesses children, and it's not what blesses us either. God wants us to die to ourselves, the things we would want, the things we would desire, the things our flesh would cry for. But I deserve this, but I need this, but I want this. You know what? That isn't where the peace of God is. That isn't where the joys of the Lord lie, although God has many joys for us. You know, we tell our children, no, you can't play in the street. Why? Do we not love them? No, we care about them, don't we? No, you can't take his toy. You can't take their little play toy. Why do we tell them that? Because we don't want them to grow up in life and be like that. We don't want them to be rejected by everybody. We don't want them to be somebody they themselves cannot be proud of, if you want to say it that way. Have a sense of self-respect. I mean, that's what I really mean by saying that. You know, we think of all those things, don't we? The dishes need to be done. Dad worked hard to pay for the food, and he's tired. And Mom just fixed a big meal, and she's tired. And you know what? It's time for you to do the dishes. We tell them that, don't we? And maybe they don't want to. Or maybe they fuss while they're doing it. You know, we discipline them, don't we? We train them. Why do we train them? Because it matters so much. It matters. Just because we're older don't mean we don't matter, folks. It don't mean that all those things just fly by the wayside. And it doesn't matter now. We can have anything the way we want it. We can live life any way we want it. I will tell you, if we want to prosper in the things of God, if we want our little self to be blessed into something more than ourself, then we have to let go and let God have our life. You know, we have an end result that we want to see in our children, don't we? It matters what our children turn out like. It's going to matter to us when they turn to be adults, how they are. It's going to matter a lot. And don't we expend an enormous amount of energy on that? We do, don't we? We put our life into it because it matters. You know, this morning, I just want to challenge us. The flesh has to be crucified and brought under control, not just for our children, but for us as well. And so this morning, as we work through a few things and a few scriptures, I would like for us to keep this backdrop in mind. It matters a lot, doesn't it? You know, I thought about fun. Children love to have fun. And I love, I love to sit and watch children have fun. It's like, this is awesome to watch children play, to watch them enjoy things. You know, that's a blessing, isn't it? It's wonderful to be a part of their fun. But you know, if you try to feed them fun, if you try to make them, I want my children to have fun. I want them. That's very important to me. Then we are starting at the wrong end. And we're going to be disappointed in that too. If we want our children to have fun, let's teach them disciplines. Let's teach them things that matter. Let's teach them to do things that need to be done and not to do things that they shouldn't do. Let's teach them to say no to themselves. Let's teach them to say yes to themselves. Yes, I need to do that. You know, those kind of things, I believe, brings fun. It brings joy. It brings something more than just a fleeting fun. It brings character. Character brings peace. Character brings joy. It's something God Himself smiles upon. And so we work so hard to teach our children character. Let's turn it to ourselves as well. The fundamentals of living for the Lord. Learn to say no to ourselves. Because there isn't anybody else to say no. There isn't anybody else to tell us, no, you can't do that. No, you shouldn't do that. The Lord might prick our hearts, and He will. But if we want to be blessed in it, we have to tell ourselves no. Not just our children. We have to tell ourselves, yes, I will accept that responsibility. There is things that the Lord wants you and me to do. Every one of us. Every one of us. But there isn't anybody to tell you have to do it except you. And so when the Lord begins to work in our life, we want to listen up. Lord, I want you to have your way in my life. I don't want my life to be just like I want it. I don't believe that's the way to peace. I don't believe that's the way to happiness. I don't believe that's the way to things being right in our lives and homes and families. But I will tell you, when we crucify the flesh, when we do tell our tongue no, when we do tell ourselves, yes, I will take that responsibility. I will stop. I'll spend time with them. I will go do the work of the Lord. I'll be there to clean. I'll be there when the work needs to be done. You know, I was thinking about Monarch. I remember as a youth, you know, one of the most outstanding memories I have is working at camp meeting, working in the kitchen, doing dishes, serving food, sweeping the floor. I still remember. I still vividly remember those things. You know why? Because it was fun. It was enjoyable. And you know, this morning, God wants us to not only tell our children to do those things, but let's show them the way. These are the fundamentals of living for the Lord. These are the fundamentals of lives that are blessed by the anointing of the Lord. Putting these things into our life. Excuse me. It is not just by fun and doing those things, but it is by doing the things that bring fun. Doing the things that bring blessing. There's nothing like a young fella that just got through helping his dad or his mother do a job well done and looking at that with pride. There's nothing like some young fella for the first time or the 100th time mowing the lawn and seeing the nice difference it made in those things. Folks, we're no different. God wants us to tell ourselves, yes, you have to do some things. No, you shouldn't do some things. Those things don't please the Lord real well. You know you don't feel His presence. You always feel empty after those things. Well, who's going to tell you no? We're going to have to tell ourselves no. We're going to have to crucify our flesh and tell ourselves no. No, you can't do that. No, you can't watch that. No, you can't go there. Yes, you will. Yes, yes, me, myself, I will. Philip, you will do. You will go and you don't feel like it, but it needs done. You know, there isn't anybody to tell us, Mom and Dad's gone. I want to encourage us this morning to embrace the cross. Embrace it. Embrace that cross that crosses our flesh, that we die on to the things we would do, the things we would say, the things we would, our little area that's just ours, die to it and do it God's way. I'm not saying become a rug in the street. Just do it God's way. If He wants you to be a rug, He'll make you be a happy rug. The Lord will bless you in whatever ways that we have. You know, this morning, just want to challenge us with a few of these thoughts. Matthew 16 and 24. I've just been meditating for the last over, since camp meeting, I've been meditating and thinking about the fundamentals that cause our lives to be blessed. The fundamentals that we must put into our life. And this is one of them. If we are not willing to cross our flesh and do God's will completely, we will always struggle in the things of God. We will always want and not have when it comes to the things that satisfy our soul. Matthew 16 and 24, then said Jesus unto His disciples. Jesus was very plain in His ways of speaking. He said, if any man will come after Me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow Me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for My sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? You know, Jesus is kind of reasoning with us a little bit here, isn't He? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of His Father with His angels, and then shall He reward every man according to his works. You know, Jesus said several things there. I'm going to read a little bit from Clark's here. First, He said here, if any man will come after Me, if any man be willing to be My disciple. You know, now we, most of us here, have decided that. I want to follow after the Lord. Second, Jesus said to renounce self-dependence and selfish pursuits. Let him deny himself. That means we renounce our own selfish pursuits. Now we would look at our children and we would say, no, that's not good for you. I don't want you to do that. And they start crying and whining or whatever maybe. And we have to teach them that's not the way. And we better teach them. But you know, we better teach ourselves. We better teach ourselves. What is it to renounce self-dependence and selfish pursuits? I will tell you, the world today is full, absolutely chock full of selfish things, selfish pursuits. Everybody doing their thing. You want the Lord to bless our lives? I've been thinking about this. What is it, Lord, the fundamentals that make our life blessed? The fundamentals that You would like for us to get a hold of. Deny yourself. Deny yourself from those pleasures that you know the Lord really isn't in. Deny yourself from the pleasures that eat up all your time. Deny yourself from the pleasures that eat up all your everything you've got, and pretty soon you're a slave to them. Pretty soon that's all we can do is labor. Labor under the whip. More, more, more. Ourself is wanting more. And it costs us in many ways. We want our children to be blessed. We want them to know how to crucify the flesh, how to take God's will over our own, over their own. Let's lead the way. Let's show them what it means to sacrifice for the Lord. Let's show them where our priorities are, what they mean to us. Thirdly, to embrace the condition which God has appointed, and bear troubles and difficulties he may meet in walking with the Christian road. Let him take up his cross. What does that mean? A cross, it's an emblem of pain. It's an emblem of dying. And that's what the Lord was telling us here. If you come after Me, take up your cross and follow Me. And fourth, to imitate Jesus and do and suffer all in His Spirit. Let him follow Me That's what Jesus did, didn't he? On down he wrote, a man's self is to him the prime cause of most of his miseries. Now I want to read that again. I'd like us all to hear every word of it. A man's self is to him the prime cause of most of his miseries. You believe that this morning? I do. Because it's not other people. They cannot make me be miserable. They can harm me. It's not the things in life. It cannot make me be miserable. We ourselves are the source of our own misery. Let loose and embrace the cross. Lord, I want to take your way and I want to be happy in doing it. I want to give willingly of my life. I want to give you the best of my days. I want to give you all that I've got. I want it to be something that you can smile on and your approval be on those things. I just wrote in my notes, there's great power in being able to deny ourselves and say no at the appropriate time or yes when we should. You know, that is a powerful thing. And it's going to take walking with the Lord. It's going to take the power of His Spirit to really lay down our flesh. But if we'll lay down our flesh, the Spirit will come in. He will have His way. He will work. That's who He wants to come into. You know, I was thinking about all these little rabbit trails that we chase as people. And they're different for everybody. But I will tell you this, if we want the blessing that maketh rich, this is the way to get it. Die to ourself and let God have His way. In 1 Corinthians 1 and 18, you know, the apostles, they suffered for the preaching of the cross. Now, I know that this is perhaps talking more about taking up our cross, the way of God and following it, but it includes all of these things. For the preaching of the cross, 1 and 18, is to them that perish foolishness. It's just foolishness. Why would you not do those things that you want to do? Why would you not just go where you want to go? Well, I can tell you dozens of reasons. One of them is I want to be happy. The other one is I want to make my way to heaven. I want to serve God and have His approval on my life. You know, there's lots and lots of reasons. But it says here, the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. It's just plumb foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. You know, that is what we believe. It is the power of God unto us that are saved. The cross is. Embrace it. Take it into our life and decide, I want to be that kind of person. I'm going to learn to tell myself no. I'm going to learn to tell myself yes, just like I would my child. And I'm going to learn that. And by the grace of God, I'm going to live like He wants me to live. And I will tell you what you will find. You will find growing in the place of what you had. A tree. A beautiful something God builds. That begins to sprout fruit and more fruit and more fruit. I know different ones of us have fruit trees. I will tell you, we have so enjoyed our peach tree this year. We have a couple of peach trees. But we have picked and picked and ate. Every one of them are good. They're luscious. That's the way it is. But something had to go into the ground. God wants to do that for our lives this morning. One of the fundamentals is that we die to ourself and to our way. We see the end result of what we want our children to be. And we work so hard as parents. I appreciate our parents. I see the struggles that there are. I understand those things. But they're worth it, aren't they? We have to tell ourselves those things too. It's worth it. Just like it is with our children. In Titus 1 and 7, I want to look. You know, the Lord has something in mind too. Now, when we see our children, we have a picture of when they're adults. We have a picture of what kind of father they're going to be or mother. We have a picture of something we're trying to help develop in them. You know, the Lord has the picture for us too. And I want to read a little bit of the picture. Not everybody is a minister. But you know, the Lord would like every one of us to have those same qualifications. The Lord would like every one of us to have some of those things, or have all of those things. In Titus 1 and 7, listen to what this says. For a bishop must be blameless. Now this is the Lord. He's trying to find somebody to do something for him. And he said, now there's some qualifications for it here. And he said, they're going to have to be blameless. You know what that blameless means? It means there isn't any justified blame that can be placed on their life in a wicked way or in a way that brings disgrace to the gospel. You know, this morning, all of us, we have to tell ourselves no sometimes. No, I won't act that way. No, I won't do that because they'll misunderstand me if I do that. And it'll bring blame to the gospel and to my life and to my reputation in the Lord. You know, sometimes we have to do things. It's just right to do it. Well, they don't deserve this. Well, you know, I was in business for a long time. And there's times you just go ahead and go the extra mile, don't you? We have to, don't we? Because we want our lives to be blameless. Someday, I've seen it turn around where we pray for those people that took advantage at different times. And I know we don't just, we're trying to be wise in what we do. I believe that. We're not pushovers as the people of God. We do what's right and what's strong. But you know, this morning it says, if any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly. For a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed. You know, this morning, we don't have to be self-willed. You know what that means? Selfish. Not a selfish person. Selfish in your pursuits. Selfish in the things that you do. When people brush you, they know they've met with a selfish person. You know, this morning, the Lord doesn't want us to be that way. And who's going to tell us not to be? His Spirit's going to prick us, yes, if we'll walk with Him. But we are going to have to say no. You can't be selfish. Yes, you will share. Yes, you will open your hands. Yes, you will open your home. Yes, you'll open to those around you. We don't like to. There was a time I didn't like to do that. I didn't like to open my home. Not because I didn't like everybody, but I just liked my home. I liked my wife and our little thing, and that was all I really wanted. But I've learned, you have to open up. You have to allow God to send people your way, and you'll treat them well. You'll help them on life's way. You want to be happy? You want to be blessed in the things of God? This is a fundamental. We die to ourselves. This is the end result of what God wants for His people. I know that because I see what He put here as this is just a qualification for a minister. But really it's something He wants all of us to be. It goes on to say, not self-willed, not soon angry. You ever have to just say no to yourself? I need to get alone here for a little bit, folks. You know, hey, we all have to, don't we? We need the Lord to help us. We walk with God. We can't do these things on our own. We've determined, I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to spend time in my closet with Him until He gives me power and strength and grace. God wants to do that for us. And then you talk about fruit. You talk about being able to reach people. The Lord wants to make us into someone He can reach others with. Not soon angry, not given to wine. That seems kind of funny in our society or in our little thoughts here. Not given to wine? No. We say no to those things, don't we? Not given, no striker. You don't fight back. You don't strike back. That's the flesh, isn't it? We say no to our flesh. We walk with the Lord so He'll give us some strength to say no to our flesh. It goes on to say, no striker, not given to filthy lucre. You know, the whole world is just amassed running after money, aren't they? And we say, no, I won't do that. I want to do God's will. I want to put that in proper perspective. I don't want to run after it. If I run after it, I'll make grievous mistakes in all my dealings. But if I run after the Lord with all my heart, maybe He'll bless it anyway. And He does. Some people are blessed financially. But it's not by running after it, because we get pilfered in our Christian experience when we run after it. We say no to that. But a lover of hospitality, now we're saying yes. We open up. A lover of hospitality, that's a requirement, isn't it? We open our doors to people, don't we? Maybe it's not in our nature. We just like our little thing. We just like it just like it is. But you know what the Lord wants us to do? Be something we're not. He wants us to die to what we are, because He wants a tree to grow out of there. He wants it to bear all kinds of fruit. He wants it to be a blessing to many and to ourselves. And God wants to give us that this morning. A lover of hospitality. You know, God can make you love that. I'll testify to that. He'll make you love to be hospitable. Maybe you didn't feel that way at first. We have to die to who we are. A lover of good men. Sober. Just. Holy. Temperate. You know, to be that way, to be holy, we have to say no. The crowd begins to do something that we know isn't really pleasing to God. We say no. We won't do that in our home. We won't have that in our home. I'm not boasting. I'm just saying we have to do that. Somebody has to say no, don't they? Somebody has to say no to their self. You know, this morning, the Lord has such a good way for us. A lover of good men, sober, just, holy, and temperate. Not just rushing headlong into everything in our life. Then we suffer the consequences of being untemperate. And then we realize, oh, I wish I'd put the rein on myself. I'd be so much better off right now, but 10 years from now, I'll be out of this. You know, many, many different ways that we can be intemperate. And we'll find ourselves suffering from our flesh. You know, the scripture says godliness with contentment is great gain. And so this morning, I want to read one more scripture in Galatians 6 and 14. I want to leave us with these thoughts that we die to ourselves. And that we see the value of dying to ourselves. Because if we feel like, oh, you mean I have to lose all of that? I want to tell you something. There isn't anything but gain in God. There is nothing but gain. I haven't ever given up anything that I haven't gotten tenfold more back with the Lord. And if we can get a hold of those concepts and let God have our heart and let Him have our life, I believe what we'll find is we'll find a beautiful tree growing right in our yard. We'll find something that we wished was in our yard. But we've got to crucify our flesh. It takes walking with God. It takes spending time with the Lord in the mornings or whenever. It takes reading His Word. It takes opening our heart to those things. And then the Lord pours in and He begins to bless. And He begins to make some of those peaches or pecans, or whatever those good things are that you like. Galatians 6 and 14 says, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." Paul said, "God forbid that I should glory in anything but that. The world is crucified to me, and I'm crucified to the world. It don't live in me, and I don't live in it. I live here, but I'm not of the world." This morning, I just trust the Lord will bless each one of us, cause us to grow in the things of God, implement the things that cause growth. These things cause growth. I found out with gardening, what little gardening we do, I have found out that things matter. The kind of soil you put in there matters. It matters whether it's watered or not. Because no matter if you put the seed in there or not, even if it dies, if you don't water it, it's not going to grow. Let's implement into our lives those things that cause growth and prosperity spiritually. I know this is true. I know it works like this. And I believe it works for every one of us that will allow God to work in our life in these ways. The Lord is looking. He's looking for those that He can call to the work, to the ministry, to the work of the kitchen, to the work of the grounds, to the work with our neighbors. The Lord has vast, I couldn't even scratch the surface of what all He wants to call for. He wants to bless us with manyfold more than we have. But we got to take what we've got, die to ourselves, and take God's way. Amen.